Look, Korean War destroy everything. Culture, we lost everything. That's why I came here.
If we don't have a Korean War, you are not here. I am not here.
I still have vivid memories of the war. The war destroyed our family. My father was killed. My mother and I struggled so much. But this also influenced how I lived my life. I never forget the life we had before the war, and my pride made me push myself. All these things made me push myself, challenge myself.
When my children grow up, they bring friends. I was always hungry. So when they play, I try to feed them because I never had any. I always go to bed with hungry. When it comes to time, when I eat, go and have some more, okay? Go and have some more. And daughter says, oh, you never get away from mother, you know. She think that's because of Koreans. A lot of Koreans do that. I think the reason they do that, I look back all the history. Most important is we don't have enough food. I'm like American. I throw away food, which is I shouldn't have. Every time I happen to have a rice, I throw it away. It stay 2-3 days. I try to put it in the refrigerator a lot. Sometimes I try to freeze it.
There's kind of a chain from my grandfather down to my father and then down to me. One of the reasons the relationship between my father and my grandfather was hard was during the war, maybe fathers would keep the emotional distance from their children just to prevent themselves from getting too hurt from a child's death. My grandfather lost a daughter during the war. And I think another reason is because maybe during like those like difficult years, a father had to keep a certain image for his children. Can't see your father like crying, struggling, or having difficulties in life.
Why dwell on the past? My reason for this is simple. For me, it's not the past. The fear and terror of this time have carried forward into my dad's life. It's with him every day. It's carried forward to my sister's lives and to my life as a whole, a silence. In order to move forward into my own life and everything that it means in the present, everything that it can mean in the future, I feel I must release the past from this prison of silence.